So how good did that feel, Amon, to finally be out there with your new team?
Oh, man, it felt so good. Just to finally play basketball again. I think I'd play for any team when you've been sitting out that long with an injury. So, I mean, of course, it was great to get out there with the new guys. Like I said, I had a very warm welcome from my teammates and the crowd, so I was happy.
Did you feel like you had your wind the entire time? Because I know you had talked about for some
reason. Yeah, I mean, I felt some, you know, I was tired, but nothing where I didn't feel like I couldn't compete.
You feel 100%? You feel totally healthy and good?
Yeah, I'm not worried about my shoulder. I put in the work. I sat out long enough.
Was it smart, though, looking back on it now, to make sure that you were 100%?
Of course, and that's usually not even my style. I usually, as soon as I feel like I'm good enough to be out there and help, I'll just force myself out there. Just beg and plead with the training staff until they let me get out there. But this time I really took my time. Thought, you know, the training staff in New York worked well with me. And then getting here and the Cleveland staff just, you know, telling me to take a step back. Even though they felt like I could get out there, they told me to take a step back. Let's make sure it's all the way healthy. So, you know, I can't be anything but happy right now.
Man, how good can this group be?
Very good, especially when we play like we did in that second quarter. I wish I wasn't on limit minute restriction so I could have got out there and get in transition with those guys. But I think that when we play like that, push the ball, defend the way we defended, we're going to be a tough team to beat.
Came in with like three minutes left in the first quarter, and you know, it's not like your starter or anything. The crowd seemed to recognize it. What was that moment like?
It was huge. Like I said, very warm welcome. You know, I know I've been sitting out for so long, and everybody's just been waiting. They wanted to see me and JR come the same day. But, you know, they waited for me. Everybody was patient. Nobody was trying to rush me back. Everybody's like, yo, just get all the way healthy. And, you know, when you get out there, we're going to, you know what I mean? We're going to be excited. So, you know, great energy in this arena.
People talk about your defense. Do you see places in this offensive system where you can be effective, places that you can contribute?
I think people just do it. You know, I have the ability to make it hard for, you know, guys that can score. Everybody in this league can score, and I think everybody knows that. But, you know, a lot of times you got guys that are damn near unstoppable scoring the ball and can get in zones where, you know, they get red hot. And, you know, I just take the challenge upon myself to try and knock guys off their kilter. You know what I mean? I just at times during the playoffs, you know, you're going to need somebody that can, you know, knock a guy off their rhythm, and I'm willing to sacrifice my points for that. You know what I mean? Just sacrifice that energy on offense to make sure I lock them down. And, you know, that's what I'm looking to add. I'm not looking to not be involved offensively. You know what I mean?
After sitting, you know, basically on the outside looking in the last couple of weeks at this group, what did you notice? Anything strike you about getting out there on the floor with them?
Yeah, I just noticed that they had a very good energy to them. There's nobody on this team that doesn't like to pass. Everybody's talking, communicating. I thought that during the losing streak, we weren't communicating as well as we are now. And of course, that was due to, you know, a few injuries, a couple of guys missing, the trade happening. Things were a little weird, but now that we've caught a rhythm, I think everybody's getting used to playing with one another, and it looks good.
The minutes are out of your hands, but how long do you think it'll be until you're up to speed playing typical minutes?
I'm not the doctor. If it's up to me, I'm playing. But, I don't know. I expect them to just, you know, gradually bring me along, give me five more minutes here and there, and then soon it'll be, you know, I think it's just because they don't want me to come in and get hurt something else because I haven't played in so long. So I don't think it'll be that long.
You remember LeBron said tonight the guys started to have fun playing defense. Is defense fun?
Yeah. Well, the fun part is when you get it and go on offense. That's what makes defense fun, that I can get it faster and then we don't have to play under coach's rules. a lot of times, you know, coaches want to run certain things. They want to be patient. You want to use the whole 24. And, you know, sometimes you want to just get those steals and get out there and do the stuff that you do in the layup lines. That's the fun part on defense. Don't let anybody tell you any different. It's not fun sitting in a stance, but when you get that little finger on the ball and then you got another guy that comes shoot the gap and he taps it out and this guy swings it across the court and you get a three or a dunk, that's fun. That's fun.
What does it do for you and JR psychologically to go from one of the worst teams in the league to one of the best teams with a chance to excel in the playoffs?
It's like I said, the energy is different. And being a part of that energy and the pressure you're putting on yourself every game, it was hard to shake out of that. But coming here, especially for me, JR walked right into playing. For me, sitting back and just watching the team getting their groove and, you know, being a part of a couple of wins and not even playing, stepping onto the floor, I felt no pressure to play. You know what I mean? I just wanted to get out there and have fun again, and it was fun.
But, I mean, it's got to be a good feeling to know that you're actually playing for something here versus ping pong balls.
Just keep on driving it, huh? Just, like I said, with the East, I don't think that, you know, a winning streak in New York could have put us back in the playoffs. I never felt like in New York I was never playing for anything. I always felt like if we could string wins together, we could get into the playoffs. It's always a possibility to roll those dice and get in the playoffs. It's a long season. But definitely here, you know, of course, with the record being the way it is, it's a little more comfortable.